Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today, continuing to share with you on the subject of overcoming in your life. I trust that you're taking the Word of God from these broadcasts and you are applying them in these areas to overcome. If we overcome in all things, then we're going to inherit the promises of God. And as we overcome, we're going to eliminate enemies from our life. We're going to walk in line with God's Word, and we're going to see His promises come to pass, and we're going to enter into walking in the holiness of the Lord. And remember, Jesus is coming back for a church without spot and without wrinkle, and He's wanting you to walk in holiness before the Lord. We're talking about overcoming disobedience. We're going to be talking about that again today. God wants you to obey Him. You need to eliminate disobedience in your life. If a person disobeys, they refuse to obey. That means their will is not set to obey God's Word. You need to set your will that I am going to obey God's Word regardless of what I feel, regardless of what I want, because I deny myself and I choose to obey what God tells me to do. I am willing and obedient, and I will do exactly what He wants me to do. It also refers to failing to obey. That would be where you know to do something, but you fail to obey. You choose not to do it. He that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. If we fail to obey when we know what we should do, then we have missed God, and we've not carried out what God wants us to do. To disobey means to not carry out an order. If someone gives you an order and tells you to do something and you don't do it, you have disobeyed. We need to choose to do what God's Word says. Obedience is willingly obeying the Lord, doing what is ordered according to His Word. And you need to realize you are bought with a price. You belong to Jesus, and you need to be willing, have a willing obedience before Him. We've seen many scriptures. We're going to review these things briefly and cover some more areas today. In Joshua 5:6, we see the fact that the children of Israel, they had been in the wilderness for those 40 years. Why? Because of the fact that they did not obey the voice of the Lord, and they were ended up being consumed. They were trained up as men of war. They'd come out of Egypt, a type of the world. They knew the land, what it was like. They knew it was a land that flowed with milk and honey, yet they did not enter into the land because they would not obey the voice of the Lord. You will not enter into the promises of God in your life if you will not begin to obey what He tells you to do. And we need to learn instant obedience to the voice of the Lord, not just doing things whenever we want. We shouldn't have to have God prodding us continually, trying to get us to obey Him. You need to do exactly what His Word says, and He should be able to quicken you to do something by His Spirit, and then you obey Him instantly. In Judges chapter 6, they didn't obey, and what happened? They were in bondage. When you disobey, it'll open up the door for the enemy, and you'll go into bondage. 1 Kings 9, the blessings were cut off. Are you not seeing the blessings of God in areas in your life? Well, are there areas of disobedience? Disobedience is certainly an open door that will cut off the blessings of God. Job 36, when you obey, you will have prosperity and you'll have pleasure in all things. But if you disobey, then you will perish, as the Bible says. Certainly we see that the law of sin and death will operate against those who are disobedient. We know that disobedience is sin, and it does loose the law of sin and death against you, while obedience brings forth the grace of God, the favor of God toward us through the righteousness of God, which we've been made, to bring forth that law of the Spirit of life into manifestation, to bring the promises of God in our life. Also, we disobey if we're walking in the ways of the world or walking in the lust of the flesh. We've got to walk in the Spirit and be obedient to Him. In Galatians, they began in the Spirit, but they did not continue. They went back into the ways of the flesh, independent of God's Word. They quit obeying the truth. Are you continuing in the Word of God, or have you quit obeying the Word in areas of your life? Don't ever draw back from doing what the Word says. Be sure that you're obedient to the Lord. Here in Titus 1, we saw the scripture where they were actually saying that they knew God, they were professing that they knew God, but denying Him in works. If you deny Him in works in your action, then you really don't know Him, because if you really knew Him, you would be following Him, you would do exactly what He says, and you would be showing forth your faith and your love for Him by your actions. The Bible says that we need to be sure that we're doing what the Word says. If not, we need to know that whatever we sow, we're going to reap. And certainly there is a just recompense of reward if we do not walk in line with God's ways. Certainly if we sow to the flesh, we're going to reap corruption. If we sow to the Spirit, we're going to reap life everlasting. The Bible says if we neglect that great salvation, every transgression, disobedience has received a just recompense of reward, and it will happen in our life as well. That's why you've got to be willing and obedient to the Lord. And it's important that you learn the fact that sin has no dominion over you, and you don't have to obey it in lust of it. Instead, you can walk in the Spirit, and you can yield yourselves unto the Lord. And the Bible says, "Know ye not to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey? His servants you are to whom you obey." You're either yielding to God in a willing obedience, or you're yielding to the devil in disobedience. And praise God, we are choosing to obey His Word. Now, it's important to realize that the flesh wars against you from walking in the ways of the Lord. So you're going to have your mind renewed to the truth, and that was what Paul said in Romans 7, that with the mind I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh the law of sin. With my mind renewed to the truth, knowing what God's Word says, I choose from my understanding in my mind, as the Word's been written in my mind, to serve the law of God. I choose to be obedient to Him. And that is so important. We saw in Philippians 2 the fact that humility precedes obedience. Jesus humbled Himself and became obedient unto death. As you humble yourself, then you will become obedient to do what God tells you to do. And remember, you always obey God rather than man. Don't ever follow man's ways. Always follow the ways of the Lord. Praise God. Another scripture we looked at that's so important is 2 Corinthians 10, verse 5 and 6. The Bible says that we're to cast down the imaginations, every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. This is so important. And what are we doing? We're avenging the disobedient thoughts that come against us when our obedience is fulfilled of taking our thoughts captive and casting down those imaginations or mental reasonings. It's so important that you watch the area of your thoughts. Do not let disobedient thoughts from the devil come into your mind without being dealt with. They must be cast down. They must be brought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Philippians 2:12, the Bible says that we have always obeyed in His presence, but He says now we're to do it much more in His absence by working out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Work out your own salvation by being a hearer and a doer of the Word of God. And as we obey, we're going to walk step by step in faith as we follow the Lord doing exactly what He tells us to do. Now, if you're around Christians that are disobedient and they won't listen to do what the Word says, then the Bible says don't have any company with them. You're going to warn them. You're going to minister to them. But if the Bible says if someone obeys not our word by this epistle, note that man and have no company with him that he may be ashamed. You know, a lot of times we just compromise and are around people that are disobedient. God doesn't want you to do that. He wants you to walk in holiness. He wants you to exhort one another to walk in love and holiness. And if they don't, and they're going to be disobedient, willingly disobedient, then you should have no company with that person until they've come to the place of repentance. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 8 and 9, here it says, Jesus as a son learned obedience by the things which He suffered. And that is so important. Every one of us are going to go through trials and attacks from the enemy. And these are the sufferings that would come against us. We are suffering the attacks that come through people used of the devil or whatever the situation is. And we're going to learn obedience to God's Word in the face of these trials or the suffering that comes against us. And we need to learn to obey Him. 1 Peter 1:22, a scripture that's very important that we were looking at the conclusion of the last broadcast. Seeing you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit. As you obey the Word of God, you're going to actually be causing a purification of your soul in obeying the truth through the Spirit. Praise God. In Genesis 22, we see where Abraham had been obedient to the Lord in taking his son up there to the mountain. He was ready to go ahead and put the knife in him. And the angel said, "Lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything to him." He says, "Now I know you fear God, because you've not withheld your own son." You know, when you're obedient to God, then he finds out that you really have the fear of the Lord before you. And because of the fact that he obeyed, because he did this thing of not withholding his son, that then the blessing of God came upon him. He said he would possess the gate of his enemies, meaning overcome the enemies. And he said in all the nations of the earth they'd be blessed. Why? Because he obeyed his voice. I'll tell you, obedience is the key to opening up the blessings of God in your life. In Deuteronomy 11, verse 26, he says, "Behold, I set before you this day a blessing and a curse. A blessing if you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you this day. But if you will not obey the commandments and turn aside, then what's going to happen? A curse will come." He set before us life and good, death and evil, and he tells us that we need to choose his way. Praise God. He set before us down in Deuteronomy 30, verse 19, before us life and death, blessing and cursing. He says, "Therefore, choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live." You know, the Bible says in Isaiah 1:19 that if you are willing and obedient, you'll eat the good of the land. It's a willingness. Never do things out of a have to. That shows that your heart's not in it. You've got to do things out of a willingness. When you're willing and obedient, you'll eat the good of the land. And when you hearken diligently unto the Lord, his blessings will come upon you and overtake you. Praise God. When you're disobedient, though, the door is open for the devil and curses will surely come. In 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9, he says, "To this end also did I write, that I might know the proof of you, whether you be obedient in all things." God is wanting to know the proof of you. Are you obedient in all things? He's going to find out the proof of you, of whether you're genuine, whether or not you are obedient in all things. Start making the decision to be obedient in all things, and then you'll see the blessings come upon you in your life. We've got a tape on overcoming disobedience. If you'd like to get it, write me, David Middleton, 23 Morse Road, Columbus, Ohio, 43214, and we'll send it to you. See you on the next broadcast. God bless you. As I close today, do you realize that the number one negative influence in your life is inherited generational curses? This is because the iniquities of the forefathers are passed down to the children to the third and fourth generations. These curses enforced by demonic spirits must be broken and the spirits must be cast out. We break inherited curses and cast out these spirits in our Healing, Deliverance, and Counseling Center. If you would like personal ministry, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the Word of God.